whistles all over. The full-time whistle has been blown by referee Pat Barrett and the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Intermediate A champions for 2022 is Dunloe. They have defeated Neve Columba by a goal and 8-4 points. Supporters and players of Dunloe out on the field celebrating. So Gary, Dunloe winning this game, it was a controlled performance by them. It wasn't the most high scoring of games that we've had here at the O'Donnell Park at intermediate level, but it's taken them two goals to get back to the senior. Dunloe deserving champions today.
Yeah, like, you know, and as my memory goes, Oisin, Dunloe were always a senior club. You know, I can never remember them being back in intermediate. I think it was 30 odd years or something they played senior football before they got relegated 2 years ago. A very proud club. It hurt them bad going down, but listen, they were probably an aging team when they went down, and a lot of lads who were in their late 30s, they probably called it a day. Desi came in then, so he did. Desi Gallagher came in, blooded a lot of youth, so we did. They're a very young team, so they're out there. They're a supremely conditioned team, I mentioned to you earlier. Very impressed by their conditioning, so I am. They've had a number of good performances today. Dara Gallagher, I thought, was exceptional. Daniel Ward, Oisin Boner up front, they're the men on the scoreboard. They're the men made a count. Three scores each. I thought Darren Curran in the middle of the park was brilliant. Defensively, their defence can be so happy. Desi will be so happy they've got their matchups right. The likes of Jason McBride on Kevin McNairn, the likes of Mark Curran on Aaron Doherty. So they had Connor O'Donnell on Christopher Byrne. Those were the three big matchups during the game. They got them right. They had Jared Walsh sweeping in front as well. And said, you know, proud club, and Tom Comack, Highland Radio, yeah, will be absolutely delighted. Maybe Oisin will be looking for you to do the DL debate from there on Monday.
Yeah, Tom will be very happy with his club, Dunloe, taking this intermediate title. But before we go back to Dunloe, let's talk about Neve Columba. Dunloe, of course, are bouncing back after being away for two seasons. The wait goes on for the men from Glencolumbkill, a club that has a lot of history at senior level. And it's been 2007 since they were last there, and it hasn't worked out for the club today. Back-to-back defeats, they've lost both finals here today, and they're going to have to go back to the drawing board. So there,
it's going to be sore for them, Oisin. It's going to be a very long winter for them. You know, they came here today, they got 4 points on the scoreboard. I thought the way they played didn't suit them. They were too obsessed with being inside the 45, so they were, and their defending inside the 45 was brilliant, so they can defend because they got a number of turnovers in. I think even Oisin on the 56th minute, me and you were talking, you know, the game was still there for them. They didn't come out and press the ball, and what happened? Dunloe managed to get a goal, Darren Curran, because they were able to move the ball uncontested outside the 45. And eventually what happens, Oisin, in that there, all it takes is one player in the opposition to go to sleep, and you'll find the opening. And you know, it's probably over the winter they're going to look at that. They're going to have to come back next year and play a game that's more concentrated on defending further up the pitch as opposed to dropping inside the 45, because it didn't work for them. Their forwards got it tough today, so they did. They only got 4 points on the board, but I thought, in fairness to the defenders, the likes of Pádraig Ward and Philip Doherty, Eric Carr, Pádraig Hegarty, driving out the back, and they really tried to get them over the line, but they've come up short. And as I said to you, know, their big thing was to try and get to a final. They got to a final, and from talking to people down the southwest, there was a lot of hype this week. So the sheep were dyed, the cars were dyed, so there was, and you know, it's a small community. It would have been the talk of the football all week. They probably had the incident, the sledging incident, leading after the semi-final. There was a bit of a sideshow there as well, so it was, you know, there was a lot going on. You know, it was difficult for them to come into the final. There was a 2-page spread I saw today in the national media, first time I would have saw it for an intermediate final. A lot of pressure, and you know, maybe the hype got to them, there was nerves maybe there today as well, yeah. Oisin.
Well, now let's go back now to our champions for today. Dunloe, deserving champions, the only side to make it through the intermediate campaign unbeaten. It's been a phenomenal journey for them. They wanted to get back to senior football. They held that position in the senior ranks so preciously, and after the defeat last year against Clonhilly, it was all about getting back here today and safely, I suppose, driving yourself through and navigating your way through the decider and lifting this cup, but more importantly getting back to senior football.
It's going to be massive for them, you know, and they'll enjoy this weekend and the next lock of days. I think you said there's 4 weeks to go through in Ulster. I think they're going to be great to great contestants for Donegal and will represent Donegal very well in Ulster. They're well organised, you know, they're defensively solid, they have very good markers there at the back. They conceded 4 points today, Oisín, 7 in the semi-final against Termon, so they have, you know, and the last three games, Oisín, they didn't concede a goal. They didn't concede a goal today. That's 4 games in a row. They're so defensively, they're very, very solid. They're able to hit goals themselves. I was looking at their scores. They average, you know, 3 goals a game, so or 2 goals a game coming into here today. So they are. They got another goal here in the final. They're a team who seem to have the balance right between defending and attacking. You know, and fair play to them. And listen, as I said to you earlier, I'm delighted for the likes of Desi Gallagher, who's just a real good club man. So he is there, and as I said, you know, he goes around and does so much for the club, and I suppose it's special for him having a son in the team there as well. Dara, always an easy thing to do. Yoshi,
I think Dara made a good man of the match, if I'm right in saying. He's standing down below us, so it's been a good Father Sunday. So it has. It looks like Dara Gallagher's going to get man of the match here. We also just seen Conor O'Donnell up here as well. Fantastic scenes here at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny if you are a Dunlow supporter, because you've just won the Donegal Intermediate Championship. Congratulations to Desi and his backroom team and to all the players and the supporters. Once again, many thanks to the staff down at the Waterfront Hotel in Dunlow for supporting our coverage today. It's been a good day for Dunlow. They are intermediate champions. Many thanks to Gary on co-commentary as well. Dunlow have won it 1-8 to 4 points, beaten Neve Columba. They're heading back to senior football. They're going to Ulster as well to represent the county at intermediate level. I'm sure there'll be a lot of celebrations now this weekend down in Dunlow after this one for them this afternoon. We'll have reaction for you shortly on Highland Sunday Sport as we go back to the studio.